Just lift your hands. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need I need thee. Oh, bless me, Savior. I come to sing it three more times. I need thee, Lord. I need thee, Lord. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Sing it three more times. I need
presence
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service this morning. And let not one person live here the same. Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. I am dying, oh, I have heard my voice, and it told of thy love to me. Chapter 1, verse 28. Welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of May. It is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis 1, 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God blessed them. Speaking on the subject, the blessing of God and the destiny of man. The blessing of God and the destiny of man. Our objective today is to understand the relationship between the blessing of God and the destiny of man. And second, want to understand the way to that blessing. The blessing of God is a very strong force in the building of the destiny of people. Very strong force in the building of the destiny of people. Two examples. First, the blessing of God laid the foundation for the destiny of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The blessing of God literally laid the foundation for the destiny of man on the earth. The blessing of God literally guaranteed the future of man on the earth. That is, God seemed to have said at the beginning, Adam and Eve, I place you on the earth. And I want to place something on you that can make my heart to rest. That is, with what I am putting on you, I have no fear for your future. So God blessed them. He didn't give them money. He didn't give them anything physical. He just blessed them. Anywhere the blessing is in place, the future is guaranteed. Except for the fact that Adam fell. Anywhere the blessing is in place, the future is a guarantee. No wonder the nation of Israel exists today because of the heavy blessing that preceded that nation. Our first example, the blessing of Adam and Eve that preserved them, Genesis 1:28. Second example, the blessing of God upon Isaac laid the foundation for his life and destiny. The blessing of God for Isaac laid the foundation for his life and destiny. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 11, after his father died, God blessed him. The Bible said it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well Lehi-Roi. God blessed his son Isaac. In other words, your father is gone. Let me place on you what I placed on your father. Let me place on you what I placed on your father. So that your future can be secure. And so you realize that Isaac did not depend on the wealth of his father. Because what came on his father came on him. He labored and succeeded by himself. In Genesis chapter 26,
We saw Isaac in the land of the Philistines in verse 12, sowing in that land and receiving 100-fold. And then you go all the way from there, from verse 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Isaac began to redig the wells of his father. Because what was on his father was on him. The God of his father was his God. And he began to see results after the order of his father. In our nation today and in our world today, the children of rich men think that they don't need to do anything. And so they are unable to sustain the wealth of their father. But not so with Isaac. What was on his father was on him. Even though his father had given him things, yet he needed to labor to exceed where his father reached. And he did that labor and saw results. I speak to someone here today. The same thing that was on Adam and that was on Isaac is coming upon you, and is coming upon your children, and is coming upon your loved ones. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. How does the blessing affect the destiny of man? We're going to look at six things. But I'll look at two of them in detail in the first service. Number one, the blessing preserves the life, destiny, and divine purpose in the life of the blessed. It preserves the life, the destiny, and the divine purpose in the life of the blessed, in the blessed. Two, the blessing empowers and compels the earth and environment. Compels both the earth and the environment of the blessed to yield their best. The blessing compels both the earth and the environment of the blessed to yield their best. Maybe I should take the first two, and then we will complete the rest later. Let's start with the first one. The blessing preserves the life, the destiny, and divine purpose in the life of the blessed. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all." You know, you need to be alive before you can fulfill destiny. Nobody is in the grave that is praying for a husband. Nobody is in the grave praying for a car, a house, a degree. The blessing of God is what ensures that you are not killed before your time. So that the purpose of God for your life can come to pass. The blessing of God in your life. It ensures that your destiny is not aborted. So the blessing is just it's beyond a feel-good kind of declaration. The blessing is beyond a good wish. The blessing of the Lord in your life is what guarantees the prosperity of divine purpose. That is what God has purposed for you. It is the blessing that makes it prosper. That is why the difference between the blessed and the unblessed is like heaven and earth. There are many who don't know the place or value of the blessing. The blessing of God is like a divine insurance policy. A divine insurance policy for life, for destiny, for divine purpose. If God places blessing on you, it is like I insure my purpose in your life. I insure your destiny and I insure your life. The meaning of that is, when the blessing of God is on your life, the devil cannot easily access to destroy you before time. He cannot access to destroy your destiny. And the devil cannot access to destroy God's purpose. It must happen. What my father said, it must happen. That's the interpretation. It must happen. What my father said, it must happen. If not for God, some of us would have died even as children. But God, who saw the end from the beginning, placed something on your life, and the devil couldn't kill you. And the devil couldn't abort your destiny. And I am here to tell you, the devil that could not kill you before you knew God, that devil is too late right now. You didn't hear what I just said? The devil that could not kill you before you knew God, that devil came too late right now. The devil that could not kill you before you were serious with God, that devil came too late right now. The purpose of God for your life, the purpose of God for your destiny, the purpose of God for your future shall come to pass. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. No ancestral curse. No generational curse. Take your seat. No group of witches or wizards. No occultic manipulation. No level of hatred. No level of bad will can kill a man before time who has a blessing on his life. Can abort the purpose and destiny of God for a life where the blessing is domiciled. That is why whatever it takes to walk in the blessing, do it. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Number two, the blessing of God empowers and compels both the earth and the environment of the blessed to yield their best. When the blessing of God is upon you, the earth where you are standing is compelled to yield its strength to you. When the blessing of God is upon your life, the environment where you function is mandated to surrender its best to you. That is why a blessed person can be in a land, and an unblessed person can be in the same land, and their results will be different. When Cain erred, and the curse of God was coming upon Cain, see what God said in Genesis chapter 4, verse 12. He said, "When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you her strength." Why? Cursed is the earth, verse 11. Cursed is the ground. Now thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When you till the ground will not yield its strength. Why? Because it is cursed. What if it was blessed? It will give you everything it carries. Is God speaking to somebody here? It will give you everything it carries. The atmosphere of a blessed man is under the mandate of cooperation. Under the divinity, this man carries something. Cooperate with him. The atmosphere, the climate, the environment, the earth of a blessed person is under the mandate to cooperate. That is why what you need the most is a blessing, not a change of location. A blessed person in Nigeria is better than an unblessed person in America, in Washington. It is not a matter of where you are. It is a matter of what is on you. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I knew a guy who said if he leaves Nigeria, everything will be better for him. That the whole problem is because he's in Nigeria. And he struggled, left Nigeria, got green card, went to America. He's still a liability in America now. Money is still being sent to him from here. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Green card does not mean green light. It doesn't even mean green life. Actually, lottery can end up becoming slavery. Am I communicating? When Jacob had the blessing on him, Laban changed the condition 10 times, yet the earth cooperated and gave him his best. Until Laban said, "I have learned by experience that since you came here, everything changed." Genesis chapter 30, verse 27 and verse 30. He said, "It was a little you had. I've learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Something came on me when you came here." He said, "It was a little you had when I came." Verse 30. But everything has increased. Everything has increased. Because somebody who carried something just arrived. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? So don't struggle. Don't struggle for position or anything in life. Just struggle for the blessing. 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 If people are selling things and God places the blessing on you, and it was crayfish you are selling, or it was dry fish you are selling, or it was pepper you are selling, you can become a multi-billionaire out of pepper sale if the blessing is on your life. I speak to someone here today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. That blessing is coming upon you right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout a believer's amen. If you believe something is coming on you, shout the loudest amen. Do you see the value of the blessing? Do you see the benefit of the blessing? Do you see how powerful the blessing is? I thought I was going to enumerate all the 6, but the time is in our favor. But just very, very, really, very, very quickly, that is what the blessing does. It empowers. The third thing the blessing does, which I will share in the next service, is that the blessing connects the blessed with their God-ordained allocation and inheritance in the earth. We'll look at that in the second service. It connects the blessed with their God-ordained allocation and inheritance in the earth. And fourthly, the blessing empowers the blessed to make progress and surmount obstacles and overcome resistance. When the blessing is upon the blessed, it makes him to make progress, surmount obstacles, overcome resistance. We'll look at that in detail in the second service. I'll say the rest in subsequent services. What is the way of the blessing? What are the secrets of the blessing? Number one is going all the way with God. Going all the way. Going all the way is talking about going the way of obedience. Genesis chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, your God, then these blessings will come upon you. Going all the way with God. Number two, being a blessing. To both the kingdom and others. A blessing to the kingdom, a blessing to mankind. Genesis chapter 12, when God was speaking to Abraham in verse 2 and 3, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God blesses blessers. God cannot release to a man who cannot release. And that giving commences with what is called the tithe. That is the elementary school of the blessing, is the tithe. Doesn't matter what anybody says, the tithe. Here men that die receive, there he receiveth them. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. He receiveth them. Being a blessing until you know how to release the tithe, life remains tight. Recently, something entered my hands. And I looked at some of the projects on this site. And I decided to give it not tithe, but 100%. That thing was in seven zeros. It came. And I'm talking about just the last 1 week. And it was in my heart, there's work to do. So I'm not going to separate the tithe and offering. This one, everything is tithe. Everything is given, 100%. But it was not even going to do what was needed to be done, because there were one, two, or three other things to get done. The completion of the car park here and all the other things. The moment I dropped it, less than 48 hours, it returned back again double for further release. For further 100% release. It is fail safe. God blesses blessers. He gives givers. Being a blessing to both the kingdom and others. So someone here is talking about releasing 100% and someone is struggling with 10%. What a difference. Number three, being in kingdom service. You shall bless the Lord. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall bless your bread and your water. Kingdom service as it pertains to in-house service, as it pertains to soul winning, is critical to the blessing. When you work for government, they pay you salary. When you work for God, he pay you blessing. Are you hearing me? You shall serve the Lord means you shall work for the Lord. And he shall bless you. Don't be an executive Christian, beloved. You can be a billionaire and still be an usher. You can be a multi-millionaire and still be in the choir. You can still be a multi-billionaire and still clean in the church. The way of service is the way of the blessing. When you work for government, they pay you money. When you work for God, he pays you blessing. Pay you salary. Number four, connecting with the blessed. When you connect with the blessed, what they carry flows on you. Coming under the coverage of the blessed. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 said, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Somebody at a higher level of blessing can release blessing on your life. Your father, your mother, your prophet, your priest. He told Abraham, I will bless anyone who blesses you. Whoever connects with you, I will release on the person what is on you. So you honor your mother. You honor your father. You value your prophet, your priest. You impact them, contribute to their whatever. It works like fire. For over 20-something years, there is not a month in my life that honor does not leave me towards my prophet. Both in action and in value and in volume. So I can't run dry. Because when the river taps into an ocean, His liquidity, his fluidity, his currency is secured. for over 20 something years. No month mistakenly escaped. Hallelujah. By connecting the blessing of the blessed. And it works, and it works, and it works. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. You know, at times we're a bit careful to say some things so that people don't think that somebody is asking for something. And this pastor, any day you see him in your house, that is blessing that has come by his message. You will never. But we can come. We are visiting home cells now. But there are people who call you and say, hello, anything for your man of God? There are those who are so low, who are so. But one guy testified during a meeting we had recently called Kingdom Financial Stewards. He said that things were not moving around his life. Now all of a sudden, he made up his mind. He sat down with God. What should I do to move forward? All right. Everything you send my way, so and so, this 10% is tight. He's here right now as I'm talking. 10% is for my priest. So and so percent is for project. So and so percent is for welfare. He said, Lord, try me. Now, in his testimony, millions enter his hand every week. That was the end of being stranded in life. He said he has never saved in his life because what is in his hand is not enough to eat. How much more? Talking about putting anything aside. Now, he has millions in 8 zeros or 7 zeros in the bank he does not need to touch. Because he deployed himself to do the needful, and everything changed. Something is changing in somebody's life here. Who is that person that something is changing in? If you are that person, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. If you are that person, shout the loud most, amen. What that man talked about is what we had done for over 20 something years. Over 20 something years. And more than that, for over 20 something years. Lift your hands in the praise of God. Honor him. I'm sure somebody heard something today. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we glorify you. And lift your voice in the praise of God. Thank him for what you have received this morning. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Lift your hands and lift your voice and tell the Lord, I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for your word to me this morning. Thank you for a change of story. Thank you for my change of story. Thank you for my change of story. Thank you for my change of situation. Lift your voice and speak to God. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Lift your voice and sing.
Lord,
I give you my heart. Oh Lord,
I give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I appreciate you. I receive the grace from you to go all the way with you. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace, Lord, to go all the way with you. The grace to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. The grace to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. The grace to be of service in the kingdom, Lord. I receive that grace. I receive that help. I receive that mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. I receive that grace. I receive that help. I receive that mercy right now. Masha tokola bagadagala. In the name of Jesus. Just really, really quickly, lift up your hands everywhere you are. And if you are here in this service this morning, you are saying, Pastor, I am far from God. I need to be close to God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step forward here and let me pray for you. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Pick your Bible, pick your bags, and quickly step forward here. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you. God bless you. I'll give you the count of seven. I've got my mind made up.
Quickly
step forward here.
And I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Thank you. Please take your seat, people. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you. I receive the help to serve you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken of your life. Fresh grace and fresh help be released on you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So shall it be.